This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. David Light, the founder and CEO of ValiSure, which is the first online analytical pharmacy that chemically validates medications for quality and consistency. Mr. Light, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing the details here on ValiSure. So, first of all, what is an online analytical pharmacy for those that aren't familiar, and what is the testing process for the medications that ValiSure dispenses?
Sure. So, it is the first of its kind, and essentially we're an online pharmacy, of which there's quite a few these days, but it's attached to an analytical laboratory. So, we have a whole laboratory at Yale Science Park in Connecticut. And we actually analyze samples from every single batch of every single medication that comes into our pharmacy, look at the most important components. So what that analysis is currently we look at the dosage. We look at the inactive ingredients in that pill, which are often the majority of the pill. And then we also look at how it dissolves. So just because the ingredients are there doesn't mean you're actually getting them to dissolve and get uptaked into your bloodstream and getting the therapeutic effect. So we're looking at all of these components for every single batch. And once something is passing and we say, hey, this is a quality batch, then we dispense it through our online pharmacy at no additional cost to the consumer. It comes with this extra layer of quality assurance and also a certificate of analysis, very much like nutritional information. You know, you wouldn't buy most food without looking at nutritional information, and yet all you really know about your meds is comes in an orange bottle and says 10 milligrams on it. And, you know, the fact that there's over 3 drug recalls a day in the United States and 80% of the drugs are really originally manufactured in either India or China definitely warrants some additional quality control.
Yeah, most certainly there, no doubt. Now, what was the inspiration and motivation behind founding ValiSure, and what is the need for a pharmacy like ValiSure in the marketplace?
ValiSure was originally founded when a good friend of mine, a buddy from Yale, called me up one day and was telling me about all the problems he was having with his anticonvulsant medications. So essentially, he'd refill it every month, like many people do, and every once in a while, he'd just have a terrible month where he'd have all these side effects and relapses sometimes, and he'd tell his doctors, and the doctors would tell him, listen, there's variability in medications. There's nothing we can do about it. There's nothing pharmacists can do about it. This is just how the system is. So he obviously didn't like that explanation. And after a particularly bad episode, particularly bad month, he called me up. And I have a long history in technology development, especially in biotech. And we really put our heads together to first develop some proprietary technologies. We developed a laser-based system that can really do some of the most important components of this analysis at the end of the supply chain, so very high throughput and but low cost with still maintaining very high accuracy, and plug that in into a pharmacy. So the way to really get this to the consumer so it's making an impact where it matters most, which is right before you're going to be getting your medication, is to then add it into the pharmacy. And to your other question about why is this important, I think people are becoming much more aware these days of just how important this is to have quality control in your medications. You know, we already do it for food, you know, beyond just nutritional information. You know, people are looking for gluten-free and calories and paying a lot of attention of everything that you're putting into your body, but your medications, you know, very little about. And the reality is that they're mostly coming from overseas. It's a $2 trillion extremely complicated global supply chain that has many opportunities for problems to come in. And we're seeing a big underscoring of that lately as well. I mean, there's been really famous drug recalls in just the last few months of drugs like Valsartan, Losartan, Irbesartan, that have cancer-causing contaminants in them from dirty manufacturing in China. And so it's definitely a very real problem, and we're actually trying to do something about it and giving that the benefit direct to the consumer.
Well, we certainly appreciate what you're doing in the space and for bringing attention to this, and looking forward to getting and learning more from you as we go along here. Now, you mentioned overseas manufacturing of drugs in India and China with limited FDA oversight is a pervasive issue, especially given the recent drug recalls of many blood pressure medications. What is the impact on these drugs to consumers, and what should we as consumers be aware of?
So the impact in those particular cases are very real. I mean, the FDA has said that these levels of cancer-causing contaminants are somewhere in the order of causing a cancer case in about 1 in 8,000 patients. That may not sound very high, but when you put it in perspective of there's tens of millions of people taking these blood pressure medications. And so 1 in 8,000, I mean, that means there's potentially thousands of additional cancer cases because these are tainted medications. So I think what will hopefully be done a lot more is a lot more attention to the chemical testing of these medications. And again, the FDA's main job is inspections. Like you say, inspecting facilities overseas is very difficult. There's reports of, you know, there's on the order of 1,000 overseas facilities that have never been inspected at all by the FDA, and that's a very difficult thing for them to do, obviously. But they're largely not testing these, right? So it's really, it's the job of the manufacturing companies to do the testing and then self-report it to the FDA. And there's a tremendous number of reports, and very hard to keep up with those as well. So actually doing more in this country and within the supply chain of chemical testing of the medications, I think, is very important. And unfortunately, there's very little that the consumer can do about that, just other than hope that, you know, people do more. And Valisher is the only pharmacy that we know of that's doing anything significant on actually saying, you know what, we're going to do this testing in-house, and on every single batch, we'll take samples from every batch, do the analysis, and ensure that quality medications are coming out.
Today we're speaking with Mr. David Light, the founder and CEO of Valisure, which is the first online analytical pharmacy that chemically validates medications for quality and consistency. Here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Pharmaceutical Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Mr. Light, where might quality control issues be identified in the pharmaceutical supply chain, and what should or what could be a possible solution to solve these issues?
So the classic case is, of course, more oversight, more resources for the FDA, more inspections could certainly help. But really, from the Valisher's perspective, is the right place that really needs a lot more vigilance is at the end of the supply chain. So even if the facility is doing everything correct, you know, those medications are going to touch 10-20 different hands by the time they actually get to you. So it's kind of like a used car. You know, you wouldn't say, hey, I'm buying a used Volvo, and I heard that they, at some point they did a 100-point inspection at Volvo. No, you want a 100-point inspection on that Volvo you're going to buy. And so I think it really is important that the actual batch of that medication, wherever it went, whatever might have happened to it, you know, even in the United States, maybe it sat in a warehouse somewhere and the air conditioner was broken and it's very high heat and your products are practically melting. Very hard to control for all of that. And so the right point to actually solve this issue is to test at the end of the supply chain, and that's the pharmacy.
It certainly makes sense. Good stuff there. And what do you see as the future of online pharmacies and how they deliver quality and service to the consumer?
So the future of online pharmacy is first of all, future of pharmacy, I think, is certainly online. And you know, the recent Amazon acquisition of PillPack, I think, underscores that. Having a disruptor and the size of a company like Amazon getting into the healthcare space, and specifically online pharmacy, I think now there's really no question. This has been, you know, the last major retail space that hasn't significantly gone online, and the added value of convenience, of course, of getting your medications delivered has tremendous value to consumers. So I think that will only continue as a trend. On the quality side, Would love to see more attention on this, but I think for now it's really only Valisher that's doing added layers of quality assurance to also make sure that all these problems that you're hearing about is going to have as little effect as possible on you through this added layers of validation.
Again, Mr. Light, we thank you for joining us here today and also introducing Valisher to the audience and bringing attention to the importance of offering quality and consistency when it comes to our medications, and really appreciate again what you do in the space. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, a tip, anything else we should be aware of?
I think in conclusion, we've all been increasingly vigilant about our healthcare, and healthcare is becoming a bigger and bigger topic. And I would just encourage people that having those demands for quality and transparency in everything that you put in your body, don't forget about your medications as well. And we're looking forward to helping a lot in that area.
Well, Mr. Light, if listeners wanted to get more information on Valisher, where is the best place to get these details online?
Yep, valisher.com. And the name Valisher comes from a combination of validate and assure, valisure.com. And plenty more information there that you can look into the kind of analytics that we do, and of course, also sign up for the online pharmacy. And thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome, and it certainly has been our pleasure, and we'll drop a link within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Again, Mr. Light, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Mr. David Light, the founder and CEO of Valisher, which is the first online analytical pharmacy that chemically validates medications for quality and consistency. And for all the details, visit valisher.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.